Nevertheless, you pray for us. Without the help of the Lord, we can't do anything. But if you're here tonight, lost and undone, that's the most important thing, is you realize where you stand and realize you come to know the Lord before you ever leave this place tonight. If you don't know about the blood tonight, you don't know about the bread, if you're lost, I just tell you I wouldn't participate of it, amen, until I've come to realization and realize what it's all about, amen. So you just pray that God help us tonight, and I hope and pray if you are lost, you'll be saved before that time comes, amen. So you just pray that God have his way. Nevertheless, you want to turn your Bibles and read with us in St. Matthew, the 26th chapter. We're going to begin reading about the 20th verse, and this is what the Lord laid on our heart to read tonight. And I've never been a Christmas preacher or Easter preacher or certain circumstances. I just always preach that the Lord lays on our heart. So you pray, maybe the Lord will tie it all together tonight. Bible says in St. Matthew in the 26th chapter, begin reading the 20th verse, the Bible begins to read like this. It says, "Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. How the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. And for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Will you bow your heads and pray with us just a minute? Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. And I thank you, Lord, for the many blessings of life that you've already bestowed upon us. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be able to stand one more time this side of the grave. Lord, I pray now, dear God, you'd hide us in the cross and use our lips of clay for mouthpiece. Lord, that we might be able to stand one more time this side of the grave, God, and declare the gospel. Lord, most of all, if there's one here tonight that don't know you and the free pardon of sin, Lord, I pray, dear God, that tonight might be that night, God, that'd be saved, for it's everlasting too late. Lord, if there's one here that's drifted afar off, God, I pray. Lord, that tonight be that night, God, that come back to you, for it's everlasting too late. Bless this place in which we're bound, God, I pray. It always be a spiritual lighthouse, God, where she stands. Lord, that folks would always be able to feel thy spirit when they come this way. Lord, I pray now, God, you go with us throughout the remainder of this service. Lord, that you might get honor and glory at everything that's said or done here tonight. Lord, we'll thank you, Father, and praise you for it all. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. The Bible says, the scripture that stuck out on our heart the most, the Bible said, he said, drink ye all of it. And that's what I like to preach around tonight, God being our helper. Amen. I thought about this. There's a lot of folks that come down to the altar. There's a lot of folks that come to church, but I believe a lot of folks just never really got what they said they got. Amen. Everybody, there's a lot of folks that seem like they'll be on fire today and seem like the next week you couldn't find them with a bench warrant if you look for them. But I want you to know this tonight, brother, it'll make a difference in your life when the blood comes on. Amen. It'll make a difference when you begin to partake of the blood. Amen. It makes a difference in your life. Paul said it best when he said that. He said, the things I used to love, now I hate. And the things I used to hate, now I love. Brother, preacher, what happened? He drank it all, amen. It made a difference in his life. And when you get saved by the grace of God, you'll you get saved by the grace of God, I don't believe you can mingle and mangle back out in the things of the world and ever be satisfied. You say, preacher, how do I know if I really got it? I brought you everybody. If you can sin every day of your life and never feel no condemnation on yourself, there's a good chance you're still lost. Amen. Amen, everybody. I thought about this on the way up here. There was a little boy one time out at Mount Carmel. When Brother Donald was pastoring over there, he announced his call to preach. And he was so sure they had to put a box behind the pulpit and so he could stand on it. You say, preacher, I just don't believe God called me at that age. Bible said David had a 5 older brother. And when I went down to anoint him king, he brought out his eldest son. And he said, ain't there another? He said, yeah, but he's just a lad of a boy. He's down yonder taking care of my father's sheep. He said, bring him here. The Bible said when he got up there, he said, I'm your father. He said, that's the one. I want to use him. I'm running there, mate, tonight. It ain't about how big you are. It ain't about how old you are. But when God calls your name, that's the time you need to drink the blood. Amen. Amen, hear me. I'm running out. My boys, amen, when they, I was growing up, amen, I would never let them participate, amen, in communion. I've seen people let their kids just play with the bread when it's all done. I've seen them let them drink of the cup when they wasn't saved. I brought near me. The Bible said any man drink of this unworthy, I drink of damnation under himself. If you don't know what it's about, I brought you don't need to mess with it. I brought it ain't to play with. It's to save your dying soul. Amen. Amen, everybody. I've heard people fight and feud over whether it ought to be wine or whether it ought to be grape juice. I'm just going to tell you this. Once we bless it, it's what it becomes. Amen. Brother, near me, I believe with all my heart it'll make a difference in your life if you'll just accept it. Amen. Amen, hear me. Amen. I'll just go a little bit further than that. Amen. Not only will the blood make a difference in your life, if you want to make it from here to glory, no doubt it's going to take the blood to get you there. But I'll say this. If you want to be a spiritual Christian, you're going to have to eat the bread of life. Amen. Amen. You know what's wrong with most Christians today? They, a mama used to fix supper at home. And she'd say, boys, don't fill up on that. A junk food, so when supper gets ready, you won't be hungry. You know why most folks, I can't go to meeting when they come to the house of God. They filled up on everything the devil's got to offer. And then when the bread of life's opened up, they ain't hungry no more. They don't want none of it. But if you go ever get closer to God, you're going to have to spit out what the devil gives you and eat what God's got on the table. Amen. Amen, hear me. Hey, amen. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in your life. Hey, amen. I'll just say this. If we spend more time in the book, if we spend as much time in God's book as we do on Facebook, we'd find out we'd be a lot more spiritual. Amen. If we'd eat the bread of life every day of our life, if we'd read, listen, 866 books, if you get done with it, start over. Yeah, hey, but it's still just is good tomorrow. A pinto beans is better the second day than they are the first. I brought God's word. It's just as good tomorrow, if not better. Amen. Amen. Mommy used to fix pintos. Hey, man, they wasn't as good when they come right off. Some of you probably ain't got a clue. I was raised in the sticks. Amen. I feel like I'm out of my league down here. I live on a dirt road. It's a mile long. I told my wife we live. I said, I got to go wash the car before we go down there. Them folks down there, rich folk, we won't never fit in. I'm right there, man. I'm telling you, I growed up dirt poor. But thanks be unto God, I'm saved. I'm on my way home. All because of what God done at Calvary. Amen. Amen. Amen, everybody. I believe with all my heart it'll make
make a difference if you'll read every day. Brother Jeff comes and breaks open bread of life every Sunday, every Wednesday. If you ain't getting nothing out of it, it's not his fault. Amen. Amen. I'll just say this. If you was reading all week and studying all week and praying all week, when you come, amen, you'd begin to enjoy what was put out on the table. We have four Sunday dinner at church. Everybody's supposed to bring a dish. I wonder how many of y'all brought something with you tonight. I brought to put on the table. Amen. Amen. It ain't just his job. It's yours as well. Amen. 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 He ain't the only one. Listen, in the Old Testament, the prophet was the only one that entered into the Holy of Holies. When Jesus Christ went to Calvary and rent the veil from top to bottom, amen, he made it so that me and you, as unworthy as we are, can enter into the Holy of Holies so we can talk to God, amen. Amen, hear me. We was outcasts, but because another man's transgressions, because some folks rejected God, we heirs and joint heirs would cry. Because one man didn't want it, I'm glad I made it in, amen. It's made a difference in my life. Amen, hear me. I talked to a fellow this evening on the phone. And these folks in my life that started out this thing the same time I did. And now you couldn't find them. I'll just say this. Half of them's at the beach today. Ain't been in church. And I couldn't tell you when. Amen. Seemed like they ain't got a care in the world. But I'll say this. Paul said that God destroy your body in order to save your soul. Once you've been saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're no longer your own, amen. If you get out and transgress against God, you're on dangerous ground, amen. I'm telling you, used to you could sin, do anything you wanted to, and it didn't matter. God's mercy endures forever. I understand that, amen. But the Bible said once you know the difference between right from wrong, and you go out and transgress against God, they remain no more cloak for your sin. You'll pay for it on this side. You'll pay for it through trials and tribulations, a disobedience, a run near me. Bible said godly sons must bring forth repentance unto salvation. Amen. It'll make a difference in your life. Preacher, do you ever get discouraged? You want to quit? About every Monday morning. Amen. After I preach hard on Sunday, amen, Thursday night I had to deal with an issue at the church. Pastoring ain't fun, amen. When everybody else is home watching TV or doing what they want to, no disrespect to nobody else. Amen, but amen, they seem like folks is scared to stand up anymore. Folks is scared to stand up for God. I took a stand Thursday night, and I told my wife, I said, just as sure as I do, devil's going to rear his head up. And everybody, on Friday, he reared his head up. You say, preacher, you ready to quit? No, it just gives me a desire to fight that much harder. Amen, I might not have much on this side. Devil may take everything I got. But amen, I'm going to make it all right. When it's time to pay, it's over. Amen. Amen. He took everything Job had. He told the Lord, he said, if you'll remove that hedge from round about him, he said, I'll cause him to curse you and die. It made a difference in old Job's life. It made so much difference. He lost everything he had and still praised the Lord. Amen. I wonder how many of us, if we lost everything we had tonight, could still praise the Lord. We let our circumstances dictate how we worship, amen. I'll tell you that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I believe they drank it all, amen. Why is that, preacher? They never quit on God, amen. Bible said those that endure to the end shall be saved. I don't want y'all to think I'm some holiness or Pentecostal. I believe in saved and sealed the day of redemption. I believe in eternal security. I believe I'm saved to the uttermost. But I'm just going to tell you this. I don't believe a lot of folks got it. Amen. Amen. If you quit today, there wasn't nothing to you to start with. Amen. I'm telling you, if you let the blood take control of your life, it'll make a difference. You won't be able to quit. Amen. 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 Hear me. I wonder about folks sometimes. I've had them come down to the altar and stand up and say, "Oh, Lord, save me. I won't join the church. I said a day and ain't never seen them to this day since." Hey, preacher, what you think happened? That little old boy that stood up on the back of that pulpit, I was beginning to tell you about a while ago. This was his message. He said, "How many of y'all like fried chicken?" Everybody in the Baptist church said, "Amen." Amen. He said, "I do too." He said, "But you know what?" He said, "Christians is like chicken." He said, "Some of them don't stay in the deep fryer long enough to get done all the way to the bone." He said, "You bite into it and blood runs out." And that stuck with me to this day. I believe a lot of folks come down to the altar, I had them a case of the do-betters. I cried some crocodile tears. But I don't think they done what Jesus said. He said, "Drink ye it all." Amen. Amen. He said, "Drink it all." And I wondered. My wife told me one time, she said, "I never think he's going to turn that cup down." I said, "I was trying to make sure I drunk it all." Amen. I held it up, Brother Jill. I bumped it on my tongue a few times. You said, "Preacher, you believe it's that sure?" I'm telling you, I don't ever want to be out of the will of God. Amen. I want to do exactly what he said. And I know spiritually, we got to take all 66 books, apply it to our heart and our life. And that, brother, I believe if you do that, you'll be satisfied. Amen. Amen. A lot of folks kind of shun away when it comes communion time. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. It ain't because they don't agree with it. Amen. It ain't because they don't believe in it. I just say this. I believe a lot of it's because they know. Amen. They ain't just ain't right where they ought to be. Amen. How you said, "Preacher, I wouldn't say that." Maybe that's the reason the Lord called me and he didn't call you. Amen. Everybody, I'm telling you this tonight. The Bible said, he said, "If you'd be ashamed of me, I'd be ashamed of you." Amen. A lot of folks want to serve the Lord on Sunday, but the rest of the week, they want to hide behind a bush. Amen. He said, "Drink it all." You got to wear a t-shirt to let folks know you're Christian. Probably ain't what you ought to be. Amen. Amen. Hear me. That's what I want to leave with you tonight. It'll make a difference in your life. Amen. That ought to be something we celebrate, but I'll just say this. Amen. It's a memorial that the Baptist church has set aside, and it's something we believe in. You got to participate in that. Water baptism is the two ordinances in the Baptist church. Amen. But I'll say this. We ought to think of him every day. Amen. Every time you bow your head and thank God for the food that's on your table, you ought to remember the blood that was shed at Calvary for you. Amen. Every time you realize you're rotten and undone, I just wonder how long it's been since you shed a tear like Christ did. Bible said he prayed so long that his sweat and his tears became as great drops of blood because he loved you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It was a love that folks don't know anymore.
Amen.
Amen. He loved us. Brother Jeff is rotten. He knows as many mistakes as we're going to make. And he said, I got a remedy for it. I'll send my one and only begotten son. He done more than what Abraham could do. Abraham was willing to offer up Isaac. Amen. But the Lord didn't make him. Amen. But God gave Christ his only begotten son because he loved us. Amen.
That's right.
When I was a boy and I get sick, and Mama takes the doctor, we get antibiotics. And I take it till I felt better. And that'd still be half a bottle left in the cabinet. And Mama would say, boy, you got to take all of man. I said, Mama, I ain't got time. I got things I got to do. I'm all right. I feel better. She said, Eric, if you don't, it's going to relapse on you and you won't be better next week. You got to take it all. Amen. Everybody, it works the same way with the Lord. Amen. Just because you come down to the altar and you feel like everything's all right, it don't stop there. Amen. It's 365 days a year, 12 months. A year, it's all 24 hours a day. You got to live for the Lord, amen.
Amen.
You got to drink it all.
Yeah.
Not just on Sunday, amen. It'll make a difference in your life. If you don't have no conviction in your life, if you don't feel ashamed about doing things wrong, I'd say you didn't drink it all. A lot of folks won't take, pick, and choose what kind of scripture they want to live by. Amen. There's different churches shut up all across our land, and I ain't going to part hairs with nobody. But I will say this, all I want to do is praise the Lord.
Amen.
All I want to do is go to church and praise Him when I get here. Here lately, it seemed like I fought when I praised. But you know what? I ain't no difference than them. I was. He fought with one hand, praised the Lord with the other. Hey, man, I ain't going to tell you it's always going to be a bed of roses. Hey, man, but everybody, the devil tried to make me come down off the wall every once in a while. But you know what? I can't come down to the foreman says, come off the wall. Amen. I'm right near me. I preach you what you mean. I can't quit tomorrow because I want to. Somebody told me the other day, said, you think you done the right thing? I said, I prayed before I got there. You see, my wife's pregnant, and I was scared to death the Lord do something to punish me. And I was afraid if I wasn't right where I ought to be with God, I'd pay for it. Amen.
Amen.
You don't show up for work on time, they dock you pay. Amen.
Amen.
You don't do what God has you do, He docks you pay. Amen. How long has it been since you felt the Lord just as like it did was the day you got saved? I want to tell you this, it could be a fresh every day of your life. Every day. You can wake up. I know most folks don't know this. If you ever noticed, most folks' face go down. My wife told me today, I told her, I said, honey, you starting to look old. She said, I ain't the one with crow's feet. I said, them crow's feet because I smile all the time. Amen. How, why is that, preacher? I got something to smile about. Amen. How the Lord saved me. I'm on my way home. And it wasn't nothing good I done. It's just because I drank it all. And God made a difference in my life. Amen. And every day, I know a lot of y'all can probably eat supper all day long and never drink nothing. I've seen folks sit down at the table and eat their whole plate before they ever take a drink. I ain't one of them type of people. I drank three glasses of sweet tea, one piece of fried chicken, amen. Hey, amen, I'm telling you. Hey, amen. So I'll say this. Hey, amen, you got to eat the bread right along with the drink in the blood to make it happen, amen. You can be saved today is what I'm telling you. You can get saved right here tonight. The blood can be applied to your life. But if you don't go home, stick your face in the book, if you don't read, they said children didn't come with instruction manual, but I beg to differ, amen. I didn't know how to be a daddy, Brother Jim. I didn't know how to be a husband, but thanks be unto God, He thought of everything.
Yeah.
You want a love story? It's right here, amen. You want a romance novel? It's right here. You want a war story? It's in there. There ain't no need to dibble and dabble in everything else the world's got, amen. Mama said, leave the junk food alone. I'm going to show you the same thing. Leave it alone. It won't do you no good. Amen. Fast food. Amen. It'll kill you. So they say. That's where we eat most of our meals at. But I'll say this. Amen. I believe with all my heart the food in this world, this food that the devil's got. You know what? The devil's got more to use against us now than he ever has had. Amen. He's got more to use against our children than he ever has had. You know what? I know you probably don't think much of this, but you know, used to when I was a boy growing up, we didn't have We couldn't come in the house till the sun went down. Amen. We'd come in long enough to do our homework. Daddy said, boys, y'all get outside and rake the yard, cut the grass, do something. Our house wasn't very big. We didn't live in mansions like most people do now. Amen. We just had a little old small house. When mama cooked, it got hot in the house. Amen. And you didn't want to stay in there nohow. But nowadays, our kids don't even get outside no more. They too busy on the internet playing a game. And I'll just say this, if you ain't careful, it'll consume your life. Amen.
Yeah.
It'll consume you. I'm not saying it's all bad. But if you ain't careful, you'll be more focused about how you can get rich or what happens in the outside in the world than you will about what God wants you to do. It's forever settled, y'all. It ain't going to change. He said, I'm the same today and tomorrow and forevermore, and I change not. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in your life. I know tonight's just a memorial of the blood and the bread. But I'm telling you tonight, if you want the blood, all you got to do is to come and say, Lord, I'd like to be saved tonight. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and the Lord's drawing you now, and the Spirit's, the Bible said, a man with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he didn't know why he's cast you out. If the Lord draws you and you come and you just confess to him, he'll save your soul. That's the blood. But then when you leave church, I remember the day I got saved, I didn't know. I couldn't quote you John 3:16. I didn't know how to pray over supper. Hey, man, first time I went to somebody's house and they said, well, you asked a blessing. I said, I'd run and hid behind somebody because I know that's going to call my name. I could just feel it. I didn't know how to pray. So every chance I get, I try to help young folks along. Whenever I get an opportunity, I try to help them. I didn't know how to pray, Brother Jeff. I was worried about everybody listening to me. But you know what? When I closed my eyes and just began to thank God for the little simple food he gave me, I didn't really care what they thought nohow. Amen. Amen. It wasn't about them, but it was about what the Lord had gave me. Amen. I didn't know how to pray. You know what? When I began to read, I had a man tell one time, I flipped it open to Genesis, and I began to read about this and begot that one, and this and begot that, and I got bored awful quick. Now, I'm just telling you, I didn't understand all that. I said, Lord, I ain't never going to grow. An old deacon one time said, Eric said, I want to help you. He said, start over in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Begin to read there and grow a little bit, and then you can go back and study the history. Amen. I began to read there, and I began to understand, but the most important thing was I got down in prayed before. I said, Lord, help me open my eyes and let me see. And you know what? I've been down by the brook when David picked up him 5 smooth stones. I was there when he slew Goliath. You said, preacher, you believe that? I'm telling you, I've been there. Amen. I've been through the pages and it wasn't nothing good I'd done. But I prayed and asked God to feed me. And he did. Amen. You don't need a new Bible. There ain't nothing wrong with the old one. Amen. Hey, I had a lady tell one time, I'm trying to hush. Oh, he's getting to Sunday school, and I said, we're going to have open devotion this morning. We're going to all read a chapter. We began to read from place to place to place, and it got to her, and she started reading. I started looking. She got done with her verse, and I said, I'm missing something. She said, what? I said, my Bible don't say what yours does. I didn't scold her. The next Sunday, we stopped by Dollar General on the way. I learned something that day. I bought everybody in the class a small King James Version Bible. I passed them out. We got to Sunday school that morning. I said, we're going to do something a little different today. I said, I bought all y'all Bible because I love you. I didn't tell her. It was because I didn't believe in her Bible because I didn't want to discourage her. Amen. Amen. Some of them said, I won't read out my Bible. I said, let's just read out of these. These will be our classroom Bible. And then that year for Christmas, I went out and bought her a new Bible with her name and carved on it. She was tickled to death. Yeah. But you say, preacher, why'd you do that? Yes, because the devil done gave her the wrong food. Yeah. And I was scared her. If I didn't help her, she'd starve to death. Amen. Yeah. I wanted her to make sure she had the right bread. Amen. Yeah. How many of y'all, I'm allergic to penicillin, so every time my mama always told me, she said, son, make sure there ain't nothing growing on that bread for you, because if it is, you'll break out, you'll get sick. So ever since then, I've always, if it's hard, I won't eat it, amen. Amen, but everybody, I want to make sure the bread's right before I begin to eat it, amen. I want to make sure what you got tonight is going to get you through today.
Amen.
The blood's what it takes to get you saved, but the bread of life's what it takes to see you through. Amen. I couldn't live without it, amen. Some folks use it as a dash ornament. Some folks use it as a coffee table decoration. Amen. I got mine tonight, and I know it probably don't mean much to y'all. But the pages is wilted on the edges. This is the one I cut my teeth on. It's fell all to pieces. My new one's at the church. I run off this morning in such a hurry and left it where I pastor. But you know what? When I grabbed this now, my fingers fell right back to the pages where I left it, amen. Brother, I'm telling you, tonight if you ain't careful, the devil will feed you the wrong stuff, amen. And you'll never spiritually grow. You'll never spiritually grow. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in your life. I don't serve the Lord because I can. I don't serve the Lord because somebody told me to. I serve Him, number one, because I love Him. And you know what? When I was growing up, there come times in my life and I believed that my daddy was an alcoholic. And there were some times I really thought I could have took him at times. But I respected him. And I wouldn't ever raise a hand to him. I'd take him out and ride him around the back roads until he passed out and I'd carry him home. And there's a lot of times he was ugly to mama and I probably should have done something to him that I probably would regret today. But I respected him. And you know what? There's been times, Brother Jeff, that I've prayed. And I didn't get my way. There's been times I've asked God for things and I didn't get my way. But you know what? I still love Him today and I still respect Him. He's never done me wrong. He saw something I didn't. He saw that what I was asking for was going to lead me to trouble. I served the Lord out of fear mostly. I done what my daddy said because I was afraid. If I didn't, I might have took him that night when he was a little intoxicated, Brother Jeff. But he'd have woke up the next morning and he wouldn't have been intoxicated no more, and then I'd have to deal with him. I said all that to say this. You may go out here tonight, the devil may tell you, oh, there ain't nobody here, ain't nobody here to see you. And you may make a decision that'll scar you for life. And you know what? In the morning, you're going to have to deal with the Father.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says if most folks use a sin, they sin at night. But in the morning when the sun comes up, the Father's still the same.
Amen.
I said all that to say this. If you ain't got that fear in your heart, you ain't got that respect in your heart, you ain't got that love in your heart for the Lord, you probably didn't drink at all. It's up to you tonight. I love you. Appreciate you for allowing us to be here tonight, Brother Jeff. We're going to turn it back over to you.